Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening to each of you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are happy to be here today, live in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God after a wonderful night of glory up in Flint, Michigan, at the New Jerusalem Baptist, Full Gospel Baptist Church with Pastor Saunders. What a wonderful, wonderful man of God, wonderful disposition. What an awesome move of God we had on last night. The Lord moved by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Many, many prophesied. Praise the Lamb of God in the house. Hallelujah. As the blanket anointing fell upon the people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophecies just came forth. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time we had on last night. I am so happy that I have a team of prayer warriors and intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, that undergirds me in this ministry. Oh, my God, your prayers, your prayers, your prayers. People of God, I am so grateful. I am so thankful to each of you that spend time in prayer. I don't care if it's 1 minute and you call my name before the Lord. If it's just a thought, praise the Lamb of God, that you send forth and say, Lord, remember the prophet. It makes my heart rejoice in the Lord to just be riding in the Spirit of the Lord just comes over me and refreshing strength comes. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so grateful to each of you, and I want you to know that prophet is praying for you also. Praise the Lamb of God, that I call your name before the Lord, that I ask God to look on you the same way that you ask him to look upon me. And I thank God for each of you. I just want to pause and tell you thank you, because I know that if it was not for the prayers of the righteous, praise the Lamb of God, and I know that God strategically set intercessors to ambush the way of the enemy. And trust me, the devil tried to block us. Hallelujah. The devil showed up in the sanctuary. But the cloud of God, the presence of God, hallelujah, pushed the devil out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb of God. And we give God praise and honor and glory for all he has done. Whoa! I woke up this morning, praise the Lamb of God. One of my friends in Buffalo, New York, pastor called me, excited about God, talking about God. He was up praying, hallelujah, about 4:30 this morning, wanted to run some things by me, praise the Lamb of God. And I just woke up, praise the Lamb of God, and the phone was flashing. And I grabbed it and I talked to Pastor Brooks, and we just shared in God so many amazing things, praise the Lamb of God. And when I came out of the room and went in and, you know, refreshed myself and all of that and came out, praise the Lamb of God, and I looked out the window, a new day has dawned, and God's Spirit started moving. And people of God, there is something bubbling in the pot of God, and it's about to spill over. Hallelujah. It's about to spill over, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Matter of fact, hallelujah, God is turning the pot over himself, praise the Lamb of God, to allow that the contents thereof, hallelujah, to come and just pour on all of us. Praise the Lamb of God. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, that addeth no sorrow. It's going on. It's going down. Praise the Lamb of God. I shared with my family, my prophetic family on Facebook today, praise the Lamb of God, that God is about to break somebody off. Somebody's about to get paid. Somebody's about to receive the greatest blessing of their life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because of your faithfulness, because of staying in place, because of doing what God would have you to do. I'm excited about you. I'm excited about your future. God is looking your way today. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope and pray there's somebody out there that is excited as I am, praise the Lamb of God, about what God is doing. Praise the Lord. People of God, we're living in a great time. We're living in a great season of the outpouring. And I want all of us to receive what God has in store for us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing for me, my soul, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, just shouts glory. Thank God for saving me. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all I can say. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah, today we're going to talk some more, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, sort of in the line of what we was talking about yesterday, but we want to bridge it some more, and then we want to discuss some things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, concerning some personal areas in our lives, praise the Lord. It's really going to be a good show. I know God is going to just take over as he normally does, because why? This is his show. We are his people. Praise the Lamb of God. You prayed this morning. I prayed this morning. We touching and agreeing. Nothing else for God to do. Praise the Lamb of God. But come in the midst of us and manifest his glory. and his presence to us. Today is our praise and worship day. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what we do on praise and worship day? We worship God, praise the Lamb of God, all day long. We give God praise and worship. Hallelujah to the Father. Yes, we do. Praise the Lamb of God. And right here, we're going to give it to God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hands are lifted up. Hearts are lifted up. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want to just allow the Holy Spirit to move mightily. Praise the Lamb of God on the show today. And I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. In your participation and in your listening, wherever my voice is being heard, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to go to prayer in a few minutes, praise the Lamb of God. Until then, I want you to listen to this. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you just love him? Hallelujah. There's nobody else like God. And sometimes we ought to just give God some praise and some worship. Hallelujah. Don't you just love God today? Praise the Lamb of God. He's so good to us. What a wonderful God we serve, people of God. There is no reason for the saints of God not to be giving God praise in this season. And that's why we have established this day, praise the Lamb of God. There's no need in us establishing days of prayer and days of fasting, days of intercession, days of this. We're just bombarding the altar of God, pleading and begging and asking God to do this and do that. Praise the Lamb of God. One day should be a day of thanksgiving, a day of adoration, a day of praise. Hallelujah. A day of hallelujahs, a day of thanksgiving. Praise the Lamb of God when we really focus upon it. And that's why we develop Worship Wednesday, so that we could have this time to make sure that we turn our hearts, praise the Lamb of God, to the Lord, so that God could get all that he deserves. And I'm sure each of you would agree with me when I say God deserves it all. Hallelujah. He deserves it all, because it's he that awakened us this morning, rose us from our beds, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, made sure we was in our right minds, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then anything that has already gone into your body, whether it's coffee or water, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord has provided for you. Great is his faithfulness, praise the Lamb of God, unto us. It's prayer time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If we have a volunteer today, you can push 1 on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. If there's any special prayer requests, now is the time to push 1. Praise the Lamb of God and lend those prayer requests to us. We've seen some. Praise the Lamb of God. My granddaughter put on there about her aunt. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for her. Praise the Lamb of God that she might accept Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God that a witness can come to her. Even, praise the Lamb of God, while she's there hemorrhaging. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That internal bleeding is dangerous, and it is a good opportunity for someone to witness to her, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the goodness of God. And you never know what God is going to do, praise the Lamb of God, behind that witness. You never, never can tell what God is going to do and how God is going to move behind the witness of someone who has prayed and said, Lord, give me the right words, praise the Lamb of God. Give me the right words that I might speak, hallelujah. Give me the right words so that she can, her heart can turn, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's not the Father's will that any should perish, praise the Lamb. It's not his will, so it should not be ours, amen. Praise the Lord. I love you guys today, praise the Lord. I tell you this, those of you who are sick and shut in, I want you to know that even this morning, as my brother and I was talking on the phone, hallelujah, we spoke of the healing virtue and power of God and what God is doing in this season. And he was telling me how the doctors told him he was going to be on dialysis for, you know, praise the Lamb of God, because of his liver and all of this kind of stuff and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God. And that was in 09, praise the Lamb of God. He has never taken a dialysis, praise the Lamb of God, day yet. And every time he goes to the doctor tells him, you're fine. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, there's nothing our God can't do. There is nothing our God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. If we turn our hearts and minds to God, I want to say that to those who are sick and shut in today. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. If you're breathing, it's still time for God to heal you. I even believe that God can raise the dead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I wish I had an intercessor today. Praise the Lamb of God. Someone who would volunteer to come and pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there are volunteer, I need you to come forth now. Praise the Lamb of God and pray. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I give you praise and honor and glory. I thank you for this another day. Father, you are so gracious unto us and so kind. There is no God like our God. Praise the Lamb of God, Father. You are holy. You are righteous. You are wonderful. And therefore, Father, we lift holy hands unto you and give you praise for all that you are and all that you do and all that you're doing. Oh, God, what a mighty God you are. What an awesome God, Father. There is no one, hallelujah, awesome like our God. There is no one that can do what our God can do. Hallelujah. And there's no one that has done what you have done, Father. For you've done so much in our lives. You've done so much for us, Father. Your hands, hallelujah, has provided for us. It's you, Father, who have made ways. It's you, Father, that has protected us. It's you, Father, that has prospered us. It's you, Father, that has given us strength. Hallelujah, and the ability and the dynamics to gain wealth. It's you, God, hallelujah, that guides our footsteps. It's you that covers our children. It's you, hallelujah, who allow your angels to stand at our doors. Hallelujah to your name, Father. You're an awesome God by yourself, and we come to tell you thank you, Father. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Thank you for what he's done for us. Hallelujah for the transformation from darkness unto light. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name today, Father. I give you praise today. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you exaltation. I lift your name on high, Father, because you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for new mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you for new grace. Thank you for what I feel in the atmosphere. Thank you for what you're revealing. Thank you for what you're showing. Thank you for what you're speaking, oh God. Oh God, you're awesome by yourself. Thank you for all of your promises. For all of them are yes and amen, Father. Hallelujah to your name today. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that even those who are sick and shut in, that you're moving in their lives right now. Praise your holy name, Father. Thank you for prayers that's going up for the sick. Thank you for prayers, oh, God. Hallelujah, I know your healing balm. I know your virtue. I know your hand can stretch. I know you can manifest right now, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look and have mercy today. Oh, God, look today, Father, on that woman. Look today on that auntie. Hallelujah, oh, God, who don't know you. I know, Father, hallelujah, that you can send a healing word. I know you can send the word of deliverance. I know you can send the word of restoration. I know you can show yourself mighty, oh, God. Oh, God, you can save doctors in the hospital rooms today. Father, do somebody's witness. Give a bold soldier, oh God, an opportunity to witness again. Hallelujah, oh God, that you can snatch another soul from the clutches of the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name today, look today, Father. Look today, Father, down our streets, oh God. Look today in our schools. Look today in the marketplace. Wickedness is rampant. Death is rampant. Sickness is rampant. Disease is rampant. Abominations are rampant. But you are still. still God and God alone. Hallelujah to your name. And God, I know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that thou art Lord, that you are God in this day. Father, look today. Hallelujah. Break the yoke of bondage. Send that devil back to the pit. Father, the Lord God Almighty, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless your intercessors. Bless your servants. Bless your sons and daughters. Oh, God, bless us today. Give us joy. Give us peace. Give us happiness. And give us your promises. Oh, God, but most of all, give us your spirit. Let your spirit, oh, God, be upon us. Let the weight of your glory fall on your children, oh, God. Oh, God, let your glory be upon us. That we, oh God, might do your will in the earth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabosha. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve, a God that heareth prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, and I praise God for each of you that join me in prayer. Thank you for praying with me as I prayed. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I felt the release in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God that our prayers have gone before the throne of God. People of God, boy, some of you just chimed in. Hallelujah. If you're listening to our voice here, praise the Lamb of God. You're listening to Prophet Michael Shakespeare, PSM Live, praise the Lamb of God, and you would like to call in to be a part of our live studio today, you can. That number is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. Call in and be a part of our live studio, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, those of you who weren't with us last night, I want to thank God for Angel, of course. My daughter went with us last night and set, of course, the house in order, praise the Lamb of God, for us. She shifted the climate and the atmosphere there and set it so that we could do the prophetic flow. But then, of course, I want to thank Raphael and Reggie, praise the Lamb of God, for going with us. Hallelujah. Our armor bearers there with us, praise the Lamb of God, ministering and serving with us on last night. I thank God for all of them for being there. I just want to give them, praise the Lamb of God, proper thanks, hallelujah, publicly for a public action, praise the Lamb of God of faith. And then for the saints that met us there, praise the Lamb of God, saw so many familiar faces, so many Facebook friends, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for meeting us there on last night and for praying with us as the Lord ministered, praise the Lamb of God. I am just excited about what God is doing in this season. People of God, hallelujah. Boy, what a move of God this was. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. I was reading concerning David going up, praise the Lamb of God, the second time to get the ark of God. Praise the Lamb of God, to possess the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I've read this story many times, but never have I looked at it as, praise the Lamb of God, satanic opposition, praise the Lord, hallelujah, against the people of God to possess what God desires for them to have most, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What do you believe God desires for you to have more than anything else? Well, I'm going to be the one to tell you today. God desires for you to have him, praise the Lamb of God. God desires for you to possess, praise the Lamb of God, his glory. He wants you to be a possessor of his presence, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. He wants you to be a possessor of his presence, of his glory, of his power, hallelujah. And he wants that to be an abiding presence. He don't want you to just have it when you want to use it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, like it's a tool in a drawer, praise the Lamb of God, in a shed or in a cabinet, but he wanted to be an abiding presence, praise the Lamb of God, so radiant, so glorious, hallelujah, that men can see that you possess it. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. That's what the Lord desires for us to have, his image, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm, his likeness in the earth realm, his authority in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, doing what God does, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. People of God, let me tell you something. There is some preclusions to whatever promise that God has set before you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I want to talk about that today because if we are not, praise the Lamb of God, aware of the tactics, praise the Lamb of God, the schemes, or as the scripture says, the devices of the devil, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My goodness gracious. Oh, I felt that when I said it. The devices of the devil, hallelujah, then we are in trouble, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My pastor used to tell us all the time, he said, you know, we study so many times so much about God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and we don't never study nothing about our enemy, praise the Lord, hallelujah. He said, but we need to study about the enemy also so that we'll know his devices, we'll know his strategies, praise the Lamb of God, that we'll know how he's approaching us, how he's attacking us, so that he won't rob us, praise the Lamb of God, of the precious gifts that God has for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Or distort what God has given us. Praise the Lamb. Because you can get the promise, and if you don't know what you got and don't know how to handle it and don't watch out for the enemy, that gift that you have can be distorted terribly. Praise the Lamb of God. And even used in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that Satan will be sitting up laughing because he has taken one of God's precious gifts and caused it to give him glory instead of the Father. And of course, praise the Lamb of God, that would displease any gift giver. And we don't want that to happen to us. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I saw this, praise the Lord. You would like to get your Bibles and journey with me. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw this. I was reading like the 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 chapters of First Chronicles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful reading this is. Praise the Lamb of God, as King David is trying to his best to bring the Ark of God home, bring the Ark of God back to the people of God, hallelujah, after it had been taken away, hallelujah. But there was some difficulties in, praise the Lamb of God, possessing the promise. There was some difficulties, hallelujah, in possessing the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. One of those enemies, praise the Lamb of God, was personal ignorance. Hallelujah, on behalf of the people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. You say, what, prophet? It was personal ignorance on behalf of the people of God. It was ignorance on behalf of the priest of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It was ignorance on behalf of the King of Israel, David himself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know why? Because when they went to get the Ark of God, praise the Lamb of God, to bring it to the people back to Jerusalem, to its resting place. Hallelujah. You know what happened there. Praise the Lamb of God. They brought it wrong. They carried it wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it ended up with somebody dying. Praise. Hello, light bulb. It's right there. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. When they went to get the Ark, praise the Lamb of God, they put it on an ox cart. Hallelujah. And as they were traveling with it, praise the Lamb of God, it hit a stone or something, praise God, and started sliding. And a soldier, Uzzah, he grabs it, praise the Lamb of God, and God kills him for touching it. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. When God is doing something, God has a particular way that he wants it done. See, and I share this all the time. Praise the Lamb of God, with people. I say, yeah, you know, you might have a gift and you might have this, praise the Lamb of God, but if you're not operating according to the manual, praise the Lamb of God, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble with your gifting. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's why so many people who feel that they're servants of the Lord and what have you, and they're serving God, the Lord said in the end, when they stand in front of him, he's going to tell them, I never knew you. And they're going to be saying, I cast out demons in your name. Praise the Lamb of God. I healed the sick in your name. The Lord is going to say, I never knew you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place in this season, praise the Lamb of God, that we're not ignorant concerning the things of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place that our minds and our hearts, hallelujah, have investigated the written word of God to see what God has to say about what he has for us. Praise the Lamb of God. About the giftings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. About the promise. About the possession. How to possess it. Praise the Lamb of God. How to carry it. What level of sanctification does it take in order for us to carry it? You know, there's a lot of people out here, praise the Lamb of God. Anybody want to talk with me about this? All you got to do is push one on your dial. But there's a lot of people out here, you know, wanting to be, you know, prophet so-and-so and prophetess so-and-so, and apostle so-and-so, and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, and they don't qualify, praise the Lamb of God, just because of the lack of knowledge alone, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah, okay, praise the Lamb of God. You know, God does not deal with ignorance. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not deal with ignorance when it comes down to it being available to you. But the scriptures tell us plainly in Hosea, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they rejected it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bible. Read it. Praise the Lamb of God. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, and I don't care what kind of, you know, schooling and this, that, another that you don't like. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you know, all of that. You better have time to get in this word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hello to somebody. Praise God. Because if you mismanage what God has given you, it could wind up fatal for you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're mismanaging it, praise the Lamb. There are some things that prophets can do that'll put a death warrant on their forehead. Praise the Lamb. There's things that prophetess can do, hallelujah, out of ignorance that'll put a death warrant on their head. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, I'm trying to help you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We must come to a place like David did. When David saw, praise the Lamb of God, the first sign, hallelujah, this was his first sign of seeing. He said, wait, stop. Nope. Don't move it. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Something's wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Something has gone wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's this connects to what we were talking about yesterday. We have moved in haste. We have moved in haste and gone after the glory of God, gone after the presence of God, hallelujah, and have gotten a hold to it without, praise the Lamb of God, the instructions on how to bring it up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. Watch this now. This is just the first problem. Hallelujah. Once they go back, praise the Lamb of God, and the priest and what have you, they go through the Levitical records, and they find out the order, praise the Lamb of God. They come back, praise God, hallelujah, and they're able to go, praise the Lamb of God, and get it and bring it on into Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Once they understood the prescribed order. Once they understood the prescribed order, praise the Lamb of God, that God desired them to operate in, praise the Lamb. Now, this should say to any of us, praise the Lamb of God, just right here on this level, this should say to any of us, you know, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not going to be moving in ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, about what God is about to do with me or do to me or what God is going to give me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to make sure, hallelujah, that I take a moment and find out what the Lord's will is. Praise the Lamb of God. When God gets ready to give you something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the first thing we should be like Mary was when God told her that he was going to give her, hallelujah, his son, praise the Lamb of God, through the angel. When Gabriel shows up and the power of the Lord overshadows her and God's talked to her, first thing she said, who am I? That showed humility right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Who am I? Praise the Lamb. My Lord would visit me. Who am I that he would allow me to carry, praise the Lamb, his child? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We must come into a place of humility, not a place of jumping up, running, and shouting about what God is going to give us and we don't even know why he's chosen you to give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You could be set up. Hallelujah. You trust me on this one. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the possessions of God that God gives you and some of the gift of God, God gives you, praise the Lamb of God, demands a different type of lifestyle, different type of relationships, and what have you. Pastor Brooks and I was talking this morning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And while we were talking, he shared with me, he said, Shakespeare, let me tell you something. He said, brother, hallelujah, I never dreamt that what I was seeking from God was going to cause me to have to walk alone for so many years. I just sat there on the side of the bed. I said, man, you don't even know what you said. He said, yes, I do. He said, prophet, I know, praise the Lamb of God, that where we were, praise the Lamb, the people that we fellowship with in ministry and stuff like that, he said, I guarantee you today that if you're fellowshipping with one on the level that we used to, it's only one of them. I said, Lord, have mercy. It's really none of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's really none of them. Hallelujah. It has shifted. It has changed because the anointing demands it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What God said he was going to do with my life, what God said he's going to do with your life, is going to demand a change. It's going to demand a shifting. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't think you're just going to get the promises of God and be running up and down doing blah, 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 blah. There's something that's going to accompany this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, because you must understand if God's given it to you, it's holy. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must have this type of knowledge when you're coming in. You know what? You should be shouting that I'm giving you this today. Praise the Lamb of God. You should be shouting, clicking the heels of your shoes. Praise the Lamb of God that you're getting this today. You must understand, I don't care what God gives you. Praise the Lamb of God. If a holy God gave it to you, if it came from the hand of a holy God, then it's holy. Then it must be dealt with as such. Praise the Lamb of God. So you don't want to take what God has given you and desecrate it in no kind of way. Praise the Lamb of God. This happens to a lot of people. God blesses them with money. If God gave me the blessing, then what he gave me was holy. Then they take it and start gambling and stuff. Well, you know, I just gambled a little bit. Then before they know it, they can't stop. And God let them lose it all back. Praise the Lamb of God. Take it right back out of their hands. Because they didn't recognize that what they had was holy. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the same thing that happens to us week after week, year after year, that keeps us, praise the Lamb of God, in the place of struggle. Because we can't consistently give God his tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. When the first thing about the tithes that God tells us is that it's holy. Praise the Lamb of God. So if I'm doing anything else with it, then I've made it unholy. I've desecrated, praise the Lamb of God, the tithe of God. I've desecrated what belongs to God. God said it's holy. The tenth is holy unto me. Praise the Lamb of God. If I desecrate, if I mismanage, if I misuse it, or use it for any other reason, then I have desecrated it. Praise the Lamb of God. I have taken what is holy unto God, hallelujah, and made it unholy unto me. That's why a curse comes on you. You are cursed with a curse. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the Bible. I'm just trying to help you because God's going to give some of us, praise the Lamb of God, more than we ever dreamt that he was going to give us. Praise the Lamb of God. And he may be rationing it out to you, praise the Lamb of God, because I heard in the spirit this morning, praise the Lamb of God, when I put it on the page, when I said that God is dispensing or releasing a batch. That's the way I saw it, praise a batch of his promise. It's not all of it, praise the Lamb of God. But some of us going to get some, and I believe it's coming to us, praise the Lamb of God, as a little test. Now let me see what you're going to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because if I give you a little and you don't know how to deal with a little, there's no sense in me giving you a lot. I need to hold that in reserve till you understand how to be faithful over a few, how to be faithful over the small. Praise the Lamb of God. How to treat that little as holy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So that I can magnify it. So that I can bless it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. David and them learned some lessons here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they found out that the ark was holy, praise the Lamb of God. David said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. This is holy. It has something extra on it. It ain't no ordinary box. Now, something happened. We should have discovered this earlier. Nobody knew. Nobody said nothing. We have taken the Lord's ark and put it on an ox cart. It should be carried. We put it on an ox cart. And it's supposed to be carried. It ain't supposed to touch the ground. Then it's only supposed to be carried by the Levites. Nobody else is supposed to touch it. God has put this in his word that this is the way this is supposed to be handled. Praise the Lamb of God. If we handle it any other way, hallelujah, then we are out of the order. We're desecrating it. We're messing up his flow and what he desires to do. And something's going to happen. There's some repercussions. Praise the Lamb of God when we do this. I just want you to see that. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just want you to see. Praise the Lord. So your eyes will be open. So when what God gives you comes into you, whether it's a lump sum of money, you better don't jump up and down and start doing stuff. Praise the Lord. You may want to sit it down, put it in your drawer, and just sit it there and say, now, Lord, hallelujah, I have received the blessing. What will you have me to do? Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Lord, what will you have me to do? You saw them for it and you got a word? Praise the Lamb of God. Maybe you could be seeking them right now and asking them, Lord, what will you have me to do with it? You know, I pride some people who come to me and say, Prophet, you know, the Lord told me he was going to do this. And I went in prayer and I asked him, Lord, what do you want me to do with it? And he then gave me already everything he wanted me to do with it. I got it all written down. I love that about some people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Preparing, getting in order, praise the Lamb of God, and understanding that what God has for you has an assignment attached to it. Praise the Lamb of God. What God is giving you has an assignment attached to it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing that happens to David is, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this now. Count yourself blessed to hear it. If you read it, you read the storyline, praise the Lamb of God, when David get ready to go back up, the Philistines, heard that David was going up to get the ark, and his enemy came against him. Praise the Lamb of God. The enemy came against him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Trying to preclude his way of possessing, praise the Lamb of God, what God had for him. Precluding the way. Now, you know that if that's not the devil, that's symbolic of him, isn't it? You're going to get something that's holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to get something that looks religious, and our enemy comes against you. Praise the Lamb. Isn't it funny? Praise the Lamb. When you get ready to go do something that's really, you know, sacred or what have you, there's always interruptions. There's always hindrances. There's always somebody around. There's always something pulling you to the left or to the right. Praise the Lamb of God. When you're preparing to go even to worship, there's always something wrong. Something happened to the car. Something run in your stockings. Something always happens before you get to your blessed place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you get ready to go do something wrong, nothing never happens. That the way is just made for you. Praise to the devil. Just roll out red carpet and send you some ushers to help you get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch it now. The Philistines, praise the Lamb of God, set this themselves in a way. David knew that this belonged to Israel. He knew the ark belonged to them. Praise the Lord. He knew where it was. But he stops and he prays. You better look at it. He prays and he says, Lord, should I go up? Praise the Lamb of God. Again, connected to what we were talking about yesterday, not moving in haste. Lord, should I go up? Some of us have jumped up. God said it out. We going to get it. Get everybody. We going to get it. And everybody wind up messed up. David waited on God. God told him, he said, go up. Praise the Lamb of God. He went up. He won that part of the fight. Praise the Lamb of God. But then some more came. David stopped and David said, Lord, should I go up? The Lord said, no, don't go up. Wait until they come by the mulberry trees. When they come around the mulberry trees, he said, listen, you're going to hear a sound. Woo! You're going to hear the sound, praise the Lamb of God, of a marching army. That's when you'll know that I've gone up before you. Then go up, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you will be victorious. People of God, hallelujah. Maybe you just don't want to hear, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. David is moving as a prophet right here. Praise the Lamb of God. He's moving like a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And I call David a prophet all the time because anybody God talk to and give instructions and tell them what's going to happen, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, the way he did David about the whole nation of people. And then David received firsthand punishment when something went wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and their relationship was the way it was. David was prophetic, people of God. Hallelujah, he could talk to God and God would answer him like that. David was prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Scores of kings of Israel, hallelujah, was set in their seat upon the throne, and God said nothing to him. He always worked through a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. But God talked to David. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But David was wise enough to consult God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What does the scripture say to us? In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Praise the Lamb of God. In all our ways, acknowledge him, praise the Lamb of God, and he will direct your path, praise the Lamb of God. Not in some of your ways, in all, praise, because we know David also did some things without consulting. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. He numbered the people. He didn't consult God, and it backfired on him, praise the Lamb of God. He took that man's wife, Uriah's wife. He didn't consult God. It backfired on him. In all your ways, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will direct your path. The Lord directed him. He won the battle. Praise the Lamb of God over the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. He won the battle because God knew the strategies. God knew the devices of the enemy. God knew where the enemy was going to be before their horses or before one of their men picked up his foot to march. God said, wait until they come to by the mulberry trees. And when you hear the sound, praise the Lamb of God, then go up. For surely then I've gone up before you. Praise the Lamb of God. God has specific timings. Praise the Lamb of God. Kairos timings. God has specific times that are set for you that you must tap into, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your ear must remain open to God. That's another lesson that we see in here. The relationship stayed established. The ear of David is open, his inner ear. He's hearing the voice of God. God is giving him directives, and he's obeying. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. So this is a beautiful lesson, praise the Lamb of God, laid out for us, that God just led me to. The people of God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I've been to seminary, praise the Lamb of God. I've been to Bible college. I've been to seminary. I've taught lessons. I've systematically laid out, praise the Lamb of God, education schools on international levels. Praise the Lamb of God. But trust me, God led me to this passage of Scripture this day. Praise the Lamb of God. This day, God showed me that and said, look, praise the Lamb of God. Then the Spirit of the Lord came over me and opened my eyes to it. I said, wow, praise the Lamb of God. Then he said, on the show, share this with the people. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you're about to come into a possession. You're about to get something, praise the Lamb of God, from the hand of the Lord, because you are the promise keeper, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You're the promise keepers. God has told you to do it. You've been doing it. You've been living it. You've been walking it. You didn't struggle through it. You didn't war through it. You've been fighting through it to hold on to your end of the covenant, walking with God. And God is the other promise keeper. Praise the Lamb of God. And he cannot fail. He has it for us. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us know it's about to manifest. Some of us already see tricklings of it, like a water dam breaking in the crack of the dam, allowing some leaks of water to come through. Praise the Lamb of God. We feel the moisture. We can smell it in the air. We can sense it. Praise the Lamb of God, that God is up to something, that God is about to bless us, that transfers are coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is only one question. Will I be ready for the transfer? Will I be ready for the deposit? Will I be ready for the download? Will I be ready for the release? Will I be ready for the promise? Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm in order, if I'm ready, praise the Lamb of God. If I have learned the lessons, then God is going to give them to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to be blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah, you better read this story. It may even enlighten you more as you go. Praise the Lamb of God. To get this up under your belt, praise the Lamb of God, and receive what God has for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I know somebody on this page is kind of excited about this good word. Praise the Lamb of God. There it is right there. Hallelujah. They hallelujah and already praise the Lamb of God about this word, because this is an awesome message. Praise the Lamb of God. It's here for you. Praise the Lamb. And if we go by what God is saying, it's going to work on our behalf. If we go by, praise the Lamb of God, the word of God, and what God is saying to us in this season. It's praise and worship day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a little break here. Praise the Lord. Get me some water. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to play a song for you guys. Hallelujah. And then I'm coming right back and give you some information. And then we're going to talk to you about some other things. Praise that you can join in and talk to us about also. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you.
Baba means father. It means protector. Can everybody say Baba? Can everybody say Baba? Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Right.
Right.
And sovereign, and I'll go away.
People of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hear the prophet right now. Praise the Lamb of God. While I was listening to this song, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord just spoke to me. Hallelujah. My prophetic trigger went off. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better hear me. Praise the Lamb of God. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Praise the Lamb of God. Special announcement. Praise the Lord. I'm very serious, people of God. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord just spoke to me. He said, tell them, praise the Lamb of God, when you go back, tell them that I said, thus says the Lord. And you know when I use that, I mean what I'm saying. Thus says the Lord. By this time, next week, many of you will have testimonies, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the release of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, concerning the promises that God has promised you. By this time next week, I said it, praise the Lamb of God. I won't take it back in the name of Yeshua, praise the Lamb of God. God has spoken, hallelujah. Let the church say amen, praise the Lamb of God. God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I was just about to ask, I said, you know, when I go back, I'm going to ask, praise the Lamb of God, what are they hearing in the spirit right now? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then God says this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Is there somebody here? Praise the Lamb of God that's listening to me, and you can push one on your dial. What are you hearing? What are you hearing? What is the Lord saying to you in this season? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm hearing, or are you hearing a different word? Praise the Lamb of God. Concerning the promises and the manifestations, if there's anybody who would like to speak today, push one on your dial and let's talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. God is speaking. God is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am just so excited about that word right there. By this time, I wish somebody would post this for me on the Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. Put this on the page. It needs to be in print. Praise the Lamb of God. By this time next week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. See, you better say what God said. By this time, next week, praise the Lamb of God. By this time, next week, praise the Lamb of God. By this time, next week, praise the Lamb of God. By this time, boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Saints are slow at believing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. By this time next week, praise the Lamb of God, you will receive, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. You will have a testimony. By this time next week, praise the Lamb of God. God said many of you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. That means not all of you, but many of you, praise the Lamb of God. Your time has come, hallelujah. Your time has come, praise the Lamb of God. I wonder, can somebody feel it? Your time has come. I wonder, praise the Lamb of God, is anybody sensing it, or is it just everybody just faking it? Praise the Lamb of God till they make it, but I'm not. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope I be one of the ones. Praise the Lamb. You know I'm going to bust it wide open telling you what the Lord has done. Praise the Lamb of God, because I don't mind sharing about the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. What a word, what a word, what a word, what a word. Okay, here goes somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 225.
Hello, Prophet. This is Trivia.
Hey, Trivia. What's going
hey,
on,
how's
girl?
How's it going? Everything's
Hallelujah.
Going great.
You down in the bayou. How y'all doing down there?
Yes, everybody's doing fine. Everybody's doing fine.
Wonderful.
I come to tell you and that the word that God has spoken, he's spoken to me this morning in my worship time. This morning it was so unusual. I shouldn't say unusual, but that's God. He had me to just worship him throughout my house, just walk up and down, praise song, praise to him and everything. I went to go do my daily affirmations in the morning, and God told me, nope, don't do that. I just want you to worship me this morning. And after my worship and my meditation time, he said, I got you. I got you. Everything that concerns you, I got it. And watch me manifest it immediately.
Now, you want me to tell you something?
And I just went into tears and crying and worshiping the Lord.
I felt the Spirit of God when you said the word, watch me, because that's what
yes.
God said to me. That's been a key word God's been using with me. Watch me.
Yes.
Watch
yes.
me. That's what God's
yes.
been saying to me. Watch what I do. That's what he's been saying. Watch
yes.
me. Praise the Lamb of God.
So
Hallelujah.
All that extra talk and all of that, God said, nope, nope, I don't want that. I just want you to worship me, and I want you to watch me.
My God in heaven. See, this is what I'm talking about, Trivia. I need somebody, because I think, you know, sometimes I think I'm hearing, ain't nobody else hearing nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. I need to know somebody else.
Yes,
hearing that is hearing the Lord here, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, I'm so glad you called in. Wait a minute, here go another one. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's see what this one's going to tell us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, listen, let's see, that go, the devil won't even let me light up their mic. Hallelujah. Come on here. Error code 313579.
Praise the Lord, Prophet.
Praise him. Who's calling?
This is Charla.
Charla from the D. Detroit
Amen.
In the house. How you doing, honey?
Amen. I'm doing well. I thank God. I'm blessed and highly favored, and I know I'm in the right place. What
Glory
God was
Jesus.
Saying to me this morning at that this is my defining moment. This is my now time.
Lord
now
me.
Is the time to be awake.
Hallelujah.
Now is the time to catch hold. It's not time to disconnect. But during my defining moment, there are some things that need to be disassembled, dismantled, and there are some things that need to be dismissed in our life. But it's also a time of embracing and reordering and restructuring. Now is the time of restoration, time for us to stand firm and hold fast and press forward even harder than before. That's where I am right now.
My God in heaven.
You didn't know I had another episode on Monday.
Yeah.
But God is still blessing.
Hallelujah. You sound strong, woman of God.
I
Hallelujah.
Feel strong.
Praise
I'm more
the
determined
Lord.
Now
I know
than
we was
ever
praying
before
strong and praise
to
the
do
Lamb
this
of God.
Thing.
But you sound better than I thought you'd be sounding. Praise the Lamb of God. You sound good. Praise the Lamb of God. And I mean that. Hallelujah. You sound
it's God.
Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God.
It's God.
People
and
of God,
I say it again. I won't quit. I won't acquiesce. I won't turn coward. I won't take down. I'm waiting for my next.
Hallelujah.
This is the
Hallelujah.
Right thing.
Praise the Lamb
God's
of God.
God's got this. He's got me. He's got all of us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo!
So I'm excited.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm sitting there teaching. I said, ain't nobody pushed the button. Ain't nobody said nothing. I've been teaching almost a whole hour, trying to get these people in order all these days, trying to get them ready for the promise. And ain't nobody hearing nothing. I must be crazy.
My
praise
phone
let me
cut
see
off three times. I got caught up in the rug. I was trying to go get the other phone so I could call in. I was like, I'm going to call regardless.
My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all lighten me up now. Praise the Lamb. Wait a minute. Here's another one. Praise the Lamb of God. The birth, is this you?
It's me, Prophet. It's me. It's me.
All the Detroit is in the house today. Talk to me, Bertha.
Praise God. Praise God. I just had to confirm what Trivia said on Sunday. The power of prayer hit me in the house. I was waiting up to get to church, and when Alicia picked me up, she said, unusual. God is working in an unusual way. When she picked me up, she said I was late because the power of God overtook me in my prayer. And when we got in the car, the fire of God and the anointing of God, we prayed all the way from the house to the church. The Holy Spirit gathered the wheel because God was moving and she was prophesying and the Lord was speaking through me. When we got to the church, we entered into his house with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. And when we entered into the intercessory prayer, God just took over. And what the Lord said was, I am changing the atmosphere. He didn't say it's shifted. He said, I am changing the atmosphere. Watch the manifestation because I'm moving by my Holy Spirit, and they will know that the hand of God did it. He said, just worship me. And we went into full-blown worship, and God got the glory.
My God.
He said, it's our time. It's our time, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's high time.
Yes,
it's our time, for the Lord. It's our time for every promise that he promised to manifest with, and just watch with great expectations.
That's right.
My God, that's exactly what the Lord, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord's been speaking this, and I'm just saying, Lord, have mercy. I'm saying, Father, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know how you're going to do what you do, but I'm believing you to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm believing you to do what you say you're going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And my God, other prophets have been talking to me, and they've been saying the same word. I'm going to call him a prophet this morning. Talking to Brooks this morning, and Brooks start telling me the same exact things, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord had been speaking to me. I'm saying, what did you just say? Praise the Lamb of God. He said, man, God said he's going to. I said, what? Everybody can't be tripping. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Wow. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning when I got up after talking to him. If the atmosphere was different, praise the Lamb, all in the house, the atmosphere was just different. Hallelujah. A ship came, praise the Lamb. I was like, what is going on? You know, when it happens like that, Bertha, Trivia, when it happens like that, I'd be looking around for an angel or the Lord or something. I'd be like, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. The ship is coming. You know?
Yes.
It makes me a little shaky. I'd be like, Lord, what are you doing up in here? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh.
When you said you look for an angel, the angel came in my room. And I was not scared. I turned over and opened my eyes up, and there was the angel of the Lord standing there, armored up in his war clothes with the seal and the sword in his hand. I looked, and I just turned over, and I rest that night with such sweet peace.
Jesus, that should give you peace. Yeah.
I tell you what the apostle said in the three-night awakening revival we had January the 17th, 18th, and the 19th. The word they said was, it was so much confirmation of what you've been teaching all of January. And the apostle said, God said he's blowing in the blessings on the east wind, which God has spoken that word to me. And he says also that there is awakening revival coming in the saints of God. And watch and beware of what's around you. That's what awakening means. It's broken down. But he just said, watch for the manifestation of your promise. That's all he kept saying, was watch for the manifestation of your promise.
My God. I'm watching. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, this is the same word that I delivered last night to the house up in New Jerusalem in Flint. Praise the Lamb of God. That revival was in the air. I said, revival going to hit the church. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has used this ministry. I said, I see hundreds coming down the aisles at one time. Praise the
That's
Lamb.
Right.
I know both people. I see like 100 of people just coming to Christ,
right.
And I'm talking about genuine converts. See, we
right.
join church now, but they don't be genuine converts.
Mm-hmm.
They be joining church, they don't be joining Christ. God's finna move now, Bertha, praise the Lamb
yes,
of God. And the people that's going to be coming to Christ going to be so serious, it's going to scare preachers.
Yes,
it's
it
gonna
is.
The way they're going to be coming on their knees and in tears, crying, men and brethren, what shall I do to be saved? Because of the signs
right.
and the wonders and the miracles that God is going to be performing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's going to move, and ain't nobody going to be able to deny that it's God. Praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God. Hallelujah. And at the same time, he's going to be exposing the counterfeits.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
At the
yes,
same
he is.
Time. He's going
yes,
to be exposing the counterfeits. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to God.
My he God, anybody else in the conversation, if you would like to? We talking about what God is talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Here's another one right here. Error code 226.
Praise God. God bless you, brother.
Our Canadian son is on there. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Gil?
I'm blessed. And thanking God every day. You
yes,
know,
you are.
You know, glory. Last night I was worried about my birthday. I was worried I was going to have another seizure like I do every year. I was worried that I was not going to wake up happy, revived. You know, I woke up this morning. First thing I did was grab my coffee, grab my laptop, and sat down and went through the prophetic page to go over the prayer. And the Lord keep blessing me. And I started, the message was, more glory will pour into our lives if you keep praying.
Wow.
Not a single seizure this morning. I got out of bed, and I was just floating down the stairs.
My God.
And thanking God and praising God. And it, like I was sharing on the page, that more manna is going to pour. The heavens
Glory.
Are going to open, and the floodgates are just going to pour.
Hallelujah.
Many Praise changed, you. Many hearts changed, and many souls set free. The youth will be rejuvenated and brought back to where they belong.
My God in heaven.
And it's not, if they will accept Christ, it's they're going to accept Christ.
Going to. Praise
His
to them.
Will. It's His will that will be done, not ours.
Woo! I like that, Gil. Hallelujah. Not if they're going to accept Him. They will accept Him. Praise the Lamb of God. And it ain't going to take no whole lot of youth this and youth that and young this and all of that kind of stuff that people think it takes to attract the youth. Praise the Lamb of God. By my spirit, says the Lord. Not by power. Not by might. Praise the Lamb of God. Lest you boast in it. See, all of these little things we be doing, then we turn around and boast in. Oh, we did this and we did that, man, and got them to come out, man, blah, blah, blah. And then the Lord moved. The Lord's going to do it by his spirit. And no man is going to be able to boast. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's going to be done by the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's going to be the turnkey. It's going to be a God thing, not a man thing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God, people. Praise the Lamb of God. I am excited. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. Now, Bertha.
Yes, prophet.
Bertha, I want you to pray the healing anointing on my brother here, on our son, hallelujah, that the seizure never come back. Praise, and I want all of you to listen to my voice to stand in agreement with us. Praise the Lamb of God that this seizure is gone. Praise the Lamb of God that seizure season is over. Praise the Lamb of God. It will not manifest on his son. Hallelujah. Devil, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on, Bertha. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up Gilda Gloria to you right now. Father God, you know his heart. You know his mind. And you know his spirit. Father God, you know that he seeks you diligently. Father God, you know his heart's desire is to seek you the more. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we command, we bind of seizures, because God, it is demonic. And we cast down the demonic spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We cut it at the very root, never to return again. Oh, God, and we replace it with your healing virtue. Father God, because you said in your word that by the stripes of your son, Christ Jesus, we are healed. Father God, you sent your healing word. You are the bomb in Gilead. You are our high chief priest. And oh, God, healing comes through you. And we thank you, God, right now for that being cast back to the pits of hell, never to return no more. And we say in the blood of Jesus, and oh God, you will release the old joy, oh God, and the glory of praise in his spirit. We release peace, oh God, in his mind. We release your glory, oh God. We release your holy fire to consume him, oh God. We release a stronger prayer covenant with you, oh God. Speak to his heart and his mind. Give him key to revelation, oh God. Clear his little man of you. Oh God, cover him and place a hedge of protection around him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God, because you are our Redeemer. And we are redeemed as the blood of the Lamb. And for that, we say thank you, oh God. Oh God, his soul belongs to you, and he will not be lost. He will not perish. Sickness and disease will not touch his body, because you have given your angels charge over him to keep him in all your ways, oh God. Well, because he dwells in the sacred place of the Almighty God, and you hide him in the wings of your protection, and we give him the glory, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. 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 Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Gil
Washington. Hallelujah.
I felt the pain on the left.
Jesus.
Lamb of God on my head. Praise the Lamb of God around my temple area. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan, Lord, hallelujah, I will bear the burden. But Satan, I speak to your throne. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Get your hands off God's property. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind you from it. In the name of Jesus. And I rebuke you. Hallelujah. Intimidating spirit, you. You are
wrath.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I bind you, my brother.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We cut you at the middle root.
precious.
Blood
that was shed on Golgotha's hill. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now I say happy, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
By the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus.
Lord God is moving mightily. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord, we praise you. We praise today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, what God is doing in this season, people of God, let me tell you something. Can't nobody stop. This is the season you can go on and do what God is saying for you to do, because can't nobody stop it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Can't nobody stop it. Praise God. If you in the flow, watch this now. If you're in the flow of the wave of God, if you would ride this wave, can't nobody stop you. Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. You get yourself right. Get your heart right. Get all that malice, jealousies, and envies out of you, and unforgiveness.
Praise
the Lamb of God. Shed yourself of that. Hallelujah.
You can walk on the water with it.
Let them strive your with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Let them gird your loins with truth. Let them put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit in your hand. And you praying in the spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever assignment God gave you, you can walk in it right now. Praise the Lamb of
God.
Hallelujah. And the armor of God be with you. Praise the Lamb of God. You can walk in your assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can't go in there carrying all that mess with you. Praise the Lamb of
God.
Hallelujah. Don't have a field day on you.
Hallelujah.
If you go, praise the Lamb of God, and you want to do God's will, praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
I promise you. Praise God. And you serious about God, the devil in hell ain't going to be able to touch you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He ain't going to be able to touch you because you're doing what God wants done in this season. Set yourself up as a sign and a wonder and a miracle for God. Praise the Lamb of God. As so God can use you in special ways. Praise the Lamb of God. As a pastor of scripture, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Concerning the Apostle Paul, somewhere around Acts 16, 17, somewhere in there, it said, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God's wrought special miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I'll stand over you, people of God, that God will wrought special miracles. Hallelujah. By the hands, hallelujah, of his servants, his sons and daughters. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will not fear to stretch your hand forward so that God can use you. You will not fear to lay your hands on the sick. You will not fear to be identified as God's child. You will not fear, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On your job, you will not fear. Praise the Lamb of God to say the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Marketplace, you will not fear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God to say thank you, Jesus, when something glorious has taken place for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We will not be shut down. We will not doubt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We will not be shut down. Hallelujah. I command holy boldness over everyone that hears my voice, that's filled with the Holy Ghost. That holy boldness come over you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you stop walking around like a secret agent on your job, like you don't know God. Hallelujah. What others going to say? That you lose your shame. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you walk in boldness, that knowing that you're covered in the blood, knowing that you're the redeemed, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that you're empowered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 On the school campus, walk with boldness in the wind of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that the Lord is with you. It's his promise.
Thank you, Lord.
You go. I'll go with you. Even to the end of the ages. That's promise.
That's
you go
promise.
As one of mine. Praise the Lamb of God. Lo, I'm with you. Even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm telling you, glory to the Lamb of God today. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, what God is doing in this season, all Satan can do is go somewhere and sit on attack. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The sweeping of revival is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Souls are coming to Christ Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The chains are falling off. Praise the Lamb of God. The shackles, praise the Lamb of God, are being released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you better watch out, people of God, because the new believer is going to be so excited about God and about deliverance. They really been delivered. They can just come join church. Praise the Lamb of God. You better watch out. Praise the Lamb of God. Your replacement might join. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So listen to
Lord.
Me. Praise the Lamb of God. While you sitting up being so ditty, looking cute every Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Walk out the church and never mention the name of Jesus no more the next Sunday. Hallelujah. God's going to raise up some people who are not going to be ashamed of his name.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Who are not going to be ashamed of his name.
Yes,
praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God arise.
Yes, Lord.
And let his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I won't take it back. Praise
God.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Woo! I love God today. Gil, I love God today, man.
I love God every day.
Hallelujah. Gil, you done had another birthday, man. I ain't going to even ask you how old you are, but you done had another birthday, man. Praise God for you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Yeah, glory to God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I feel such the spirit of the Lord. Boy, this atmosphere is just set. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. Father, for being with us today. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. No manufactured, no emotional manufactured spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Just all God. Hallelujah. Just all God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish I had some worshipers. Wish I had some worshipers today. Praise the Lamb of God that just lift their hands and just give God some praise and some worship. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. For what God has done, for what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, Jesus.
He is so awesome. Lord, praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Lord, how we love you, God. How we praise you.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God.
Your name today. Glory, glory, glory. We exalt your name, Father. And we bless you for your mighty word, Father. Hallelujah, your mighty visitations, God. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you adoration, oh God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, God.
Your word is Jesus.
Who give beauty if I ask? Hallelujah, the oil of joy. Hallelujah, you allow to run down. Oh, God, we
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, thank you. You have risen from the grave. Hallelujah. We could have the victory.
You are holy, Father.
Give you praise. We
our
give you praise.
Name,
oh,
God, all the
oh, Jesus.
We bless you, Lord.
Ooh, my God, my God, my God, my God. I feel
what a mighty God we
God.
Serve.
I feel God here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus,
I feel him strong. Praise the Lamb.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Y'all give us a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give us a minute here. Praise the Lamb. Rabashate Shiriru.
Just enough for you now.
God, my God. I just.
That's amazing.
Had to have a little bit of it, people of God. My God, yes. I make no apology about praising the Lord, though. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God, people. And sometimes you just ought to lose yourself and let go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you feel the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my
Hallelujah.
God. Confirmation of his word. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Confirmation of his holy word and what God is speaking in this season, Lamb of God. I am excited about God, people of God. Praise God. I'm excited about what he's about to do in your lives. I'm telling you, I'm messed up right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about what God is about to do in your lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The promises are coming forth, people of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The promises are about to manifest in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. If I don't get one manifestation, I'm going to rejoice with you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be happy in God. Hallelujah. In Christ my Savior.
Hallelujah.
And rejoice
Hallelujah.
In the Lord for the blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to be bestowed upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome in all of his ways. He's the Lamb of our God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In all of his ways. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, praise the Lamb. We still have a 10 minutes here. If there's somebody, praise the Lamb of God. You want to share what God is sharing with you, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. You know I don't give these kind of opportunities that often, but you have it today.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God, and you can share what God is sharing with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. What you are hearing in the Spirit, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ears are open. Hearts are open. Praise the Lamb of God. The river is flowing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A refreshing rain. A refreshing rain. Praise the Lamb of God is coming to us. What an awesome we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, oh boy. Oh. My God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jericho 224.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just wanted to, hey, Prophet, this is Madjanice.
Bless you, Madjanice.
And everybody. Hey, everybody. You opened up the floor to share, so I wanted to share what the Lord gave me this morning. As I put in the back office, I have not slept in months. I do not sleep. I don't sleep good, I should say. I don't really rest well. Well, last night I had some rest. I slept for like 9 hours straight. I have not done that in months. But during that time, I had two visions. One of them was, the Lord showed me an open door. It's just an open door. And he said, on the other side of that door is opportunities and prosperity. And when I came to the page and I saw that, Prophet, you had said the same exact thing, I was just like, my God, thank you, Jesus, for, you know, for that revelation. The second vision that I had is I saw a man standing there tying a tie, but the tie was a snake. And the Lord said, tell the people to watch who they surround themselves with.
My God. My God.
And I was saying, like, Lord, who do you want me to tell this to? And when you just said, share what the Lord is sharing, I was quickened in my spirit to share that.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you.
And just, And just the whole point of the man tying the tie, it was something he did himself.
Wow.
So Ooh. God is just telling us to be careful who we allow in and what we allow in.
My
and the
God.
Word was be careful of who you surround yourself with.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We got to be Amen. On guard, that's for sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoa.
Amen.
Gracious. Praise the Lamb.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter. Thank you. Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget, people of God. Hallelujah. I made no announcement today. Thank the people of God. Praise the week. The 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, praise the Lamb of God, of this month, we will be Dallas, Texas. Praise the Lamb of God. We will be in Dallas, Texas. Praise the Lamb of God, at the prayer center with Pastor, praise the Robert and Helen Epps. Praise the Lord. And we will be there together. Praise the Lamb of God with Pastor Prophetess McCoy. Elder McCoy, us, praise the Lamb of God, working together with us to bring about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a unity, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the prophetic prayers, praise the Lamb of God, and prophetic praying. We're doing a special workshop, praise the Lamb of God, with pastors on Thursday, hallelujah, there in Dallas, Texas. I believe it's a luncheon or a breakfast that they're establishing for the pastors to come that we will be doing special ministry to, hallelujah, and sharing with them, praise the Lamb, the need for the priestly anointing in the church today, hallelujah, and what it will afford, the benefits, praise the Lamb of God, and how the pastors, praise the Lamb of God, are the head intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God for the ministries and for the church. Praise the Lamb of God. And it just can't be spent off on somebody else to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. The head worshiper ought to be the shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God of the people. The head intercessor ought to be the shepherd of the people. Praise the Lord. So therefore, people of God, if you can join us, praise the Lamb of God, day and night services, day and night sessions, praise the Lamb of God. We would love to have you in Dallas, Texas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At the prayer center. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, we'll be giving out the address tomorrow and the next day and the next day for those of you that's in that area and those of you that would like to come. Some have inboxed me and said they're trying to come to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God for these 3 days. We are moving by the Spirit of God. The Lord is doing so much for us, praise the Lamb of God, in the area of ministering, praise the Lamb of God. Even today, praise the Lamb of God. As soon as the weather break, they want me again in Buffalo, New York. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At a different ministry there, praise the Lord, to do three nights, praise the Lamb of God, of prophetic utterances and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb. And we are going to do all that we can this year. I promised the Lord I would do more, and he's making it available for me to do more as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, his work and the ministry of the prophetic. People of God, we're going to bring forth, hallelujah, even on this show, some unique things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will assist the people of God in various areas of their lives, various topics and things that we are curtailing now and praying over so that we can be a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, to your lives. We want to be a blessing to your lives and more than just, you know, praise the Lamb of God, talking it, but we want to give some good life applications, praise the Lamb, that you can apply, hallelujah, and see change and see better, see development, see growth, see progress. Praise God. Some of you have already seen a lot of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as you have been connected with me, praise the Lamb of God, in this last year. You have, some of you have grown so, praise the Lamb of God. And I am so thankful to God that he has used us to be a blessing in your life. Some of your churches, praise the Lamb of God, are blessed because you have grown, praise the Lamb of God. And there are so many of our brothers and sisters who are pastoring and what have you that come to me now and tell me, I listen to your show, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm telling you, man of God, you're really blessing us and making a change, hallelujah, in our ministries. And this is what this is all about, praise the Lamb of God. It's for God to get glory. This is not about the glory of Michael Shakespeare. This is about the glory of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and the giftings that God has given to his people being, praise the Lamb of God, utilized, hallelujah. And not everybody just sitting on a pew waiting on, praise the Lamb of God, angels to run around the sanctuary, but for us to rise up after we've worshiped and received revelatory words, praise the Lamb of God, and have our gifts activated, the impartations, for us to go outside the doors, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If you've never used your spiritual gift outside of a church, something's wrong with your gifting, or something is wrong with you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What kind of prophet only can prophesy inside of a church? What kind of healer only can heal inside of the church? Praise the Lamb of God. Our gifts are the spillover in our society. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm longing to see. Praise the Lamb of God. Just a kingdom full of intercessors, a kingdom full of empowered people, a kingdom full of glory carriers, a kingdom full of big people, praise the Lamb of God, doing God's will. I love you, people of God. It's been good. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is our prophetic word day. You know you want to be here for that one. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Thursday. Praise the Lord. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future as God is making all of us brand new.
Shine is here to see.